Do you remember these? Irving Berlin's I Like Ike.
Everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest like.
Frank Sinatra singing Jimmy Van Heusen's Everybody's Voting for Jack.
Hello, Lyndon. Well, hello, Lyndon. It's just great to have you there where you belong.
And Jerry Herman's Hello, Lyndon.
You're looking swell.
Catchy campaign tunes used to be really important. Before 24-hour news coverage, a campaign song was a fun and mobile way to share a candidate's message. It all started with the election of 1840, the most exciting election to date. President Martin Van Buren versus William H. Harrison. The Constitution doesn't state who has the right to vote. For a while, only white male landowners made up the voting pool. But by 1840, almost any white male was eligible, even the illiterate. William H. Harrison and his team came up with a brilliant way to attract new voters who couldn't be reached with newspapers and flyers. They took the common melody of the Three Little Pigs, added lyrics about the candidate, and came up with Tippecanoe and Tyler Too.
Great commotion, motion, motion, our country through. It is the ball that's rolling on for Tippecanoe and Tyler Too.
Harrison was nicknamed Tippecanoe after winning a battle of the same name.
Van, oh, he's a used-up man, and with them we'll beat Little Van.
He claimed his next title, winning the election by a landslide. Unlike his short and sweet campaign song, his inauguration speech lasted 2 hours, and he caught pneumonia from the cold. He was the first president to die in office only lasting 32 days. But he left the country whistling this tune. And there it was, a new tradition, continuing to our current campaign and picking up great American standards along the way. Also along the way, some happy accidents, unlikely friendships, and new voices added when putting music on the campaign trail. For the Jonathan Channel, I'm Hillary Benome.